Let's go to 1 John 5.
What are we going to talk about? It's your freaking business. I wasn't talking to you.
Harry's in a trip. It's because he's no, it's a shower. He's,
yeah, no.
I know.
He started
murdering. You've been dead and resurrected 43 times already this morning.
Got the dishwasher and the house done about the shower.
Hey, the plumber's
coming.
Maybe he can do that too.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
Maybe. See if he hadn't spoken up.
We have starlings nesting in the front of the house, and we have sprouts nesting in the back of the house.
And the side of the house is falling apart. You think I forgot this?
Can everybody put their little trips outside the door?
I removed time from my equation.
Can you put your little smart aleck remarks outside the door?
That would be harder.
See, Criswell never had to. When Criswell started to speak, everybody sat down and was quiet and was nice.
And he had a pulpit.
Yeah. And he had a fancy house. That's what's happening.
And he had a whole bunch of people that paid attention to him.
But he was nicer to the people than you are. He had a real good voice, too.
And a pretty nice white suit.
You're listening, Ellie, go ahead.
Why?
There's some control here.
Oh, yeah, I really had control. Are you done, Joy Santa?
No.
How many of you believe that Jesus is the Christ?
Raise our hands.
Raise your hands.
Good question.
Raise
your hands. Good question.
You can sit over here. Why do you just laugh when I say that? Do you notice nobody will sit with me? Do you notice that?
You can sit in the cooler or next to
it. He tried it one day and then he's never come back.
Again, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ? It just sounds like, okay, I believe the light's on, I believe Jesus is the Christ, I believe it's going to get hot today. But to believe that Jesus is the Christ is the most amazing thing that there is and the rarest thing on the face of the earth. In fact, it is so rare that when Peter said it, when asked, "Who art thou? Who do men say that I am?" by Christ, Jesus said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed it." Of course, he screwed up right away, but to believe that Jesus is the Christ means that you understand and you know that everything is perfect, that he has met every possible desire and want that you could have, that he has fulfilled every dream and every ambition that you can have, not just for you, but for all men. So, I mean, words become massively important. Jesus is the Christ. There is no doubt about it. But if he is the Christ, and what's going on? Why do you still complain? Why do you still think you need stuff? Why do you still have ambitions? Why do you still have ideas? Wasn't he enough? Was the sacrifice not enough? Do you need more? Listen carefully to what it says in 1 John 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Now, to believe there is the same word as faith. It's pistis. But it means that it's mind-blowing in its totality. Other cultures call Jesus the Koma, the desired one, the one that would fulfill all dreams, all ambitions, all desires. In fact, that's the name of the constellation in the sign of Zodiac, of Virgo, the Virgin, in which the star supernova 65 million years ago. The name of that constellation where the star supernova is Koma, the desired one of the nations. This one in whom, or with whom we have dealings, is more than anything that any man could ever imagine. And that's why the confession by Peter was so monumental in the history. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. It means your warfare is over. Everything is complete. Everything is finished. Everything is at peace. Every knee is bowing. Every tongue is confessing. What's going on?
It sounds like it's crackling more than usual.
Let me say something. Just in response to how this works in me, is I believe he's the Christ because I've had it revealed to me, and I remember that point of revelation, which is, you know, huge, but I don't walk in that, you know, high state, but I remember it, and so I believe. And then I can, then I can deny things around me only because of it, having had it.
What happened?
I'm down off the mountain, I guess.
Why?
Tested. Proved.
You're not to be tested.
Faith is tested.
You are, Jesus said of his disciples, like Peter, you are they that have continued with me in my test. You don't have a test. If you believe there's a test in your life, then you're apostate. If you believe there's something going on with you, then you believe a heresy. You believe another gospel. Because for you it isn't finished. You haven't been perfected by the one offering. And therefore Jesus isn't the Christ. But if you could for a second see the fear of God as a part of understanding that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, then it would sear your mind, it would blow you away. It would vaporize all of the little value systems that you have. All your little ideas and your little political crap and your little social ideas. And oh, my poor little past. I can't meet their expectations, and I can't even meet my own expectations. Why in the hell do you have expectations then if Jesus is the Christ? Does this make sense to you, or am I just talking like... Does anybody understand me? Can you see maybe why you are called the Antichrist? You got to get this in your mind, because the English word anti means against. Anti is not a translation in the Bible. It's a transliteration. The word anti is a Greek word that means instead of. Is it possible for you to get it in your mind once and for all time that all of your ideas, all of your mind, all of your emotions are of the instead of the Antichrist? And so when you listen to the counselors, when you listen to these ideas, you might as well have a demon talking to you and believing it. Okay, let's go on. Has everybody got a hold of that a little bit? Or anybody want to listen to their... I want somebody to listen to their mind and tell me about it.
When you said you might as well have a demon talking to you, I chuckled because I remember the story you recounted to Michael the other morning about Abraham going up the mountain. It's not you might as well have a demon talking to you. You do have a demon talking to you. It's the chief of demons, and it's you.
Can you see why Jesus said, abandon yourself? Take no thought for yourself. Take no thought for what you're going to wear. Take no thought for what you're going to eat. Take no thought for your life in any way. Is it possible to understand? Listen carefully. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, because that the only one that can believe that Jesus is the Christ is Jesus. You can start off believing in Him because you get in trouble or something isn't going your way. So, yeah, I've heard about this Jesus guy. I'm going to believe in Him. I believe in Him. I'll even commit my life to Him. I'll even accept Him as my personal Savior, whatever the hell that means. But do you believe that He is the Christ? Do you believe that your warfare is over? Do you believe that you've been perfected by one offering? Now here's the kicker. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that believeth Him that begat loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. In other words, it's automatic. You never have to try to love. That's like trying to fly. Because it's Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory, and He knows who He is. That's why I've said so often that true faith is simply Jesus in you, believing in Himself. You don't have what it takes to believe. Who knows? If you were born in Saudi Arabia, you'd be a good Muslim. If you were born in China, you'd be a good communist. If you were born in India, you'd be a good Hindu. But that's not what this is about. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. What are His commandments? What is the work of God? Believe on, rely on, 100% reliance on only Him that He has sent. This is the work of God. Oh, no, but I've got to go do this or that or this or something. No. The work of God is to believe on Him who He has sent. Now, I've been preaching this for 32 years or more. And I've heard this what I'm about to say, so many times that it makes me kind of nauseous. Only if I believed what you said, I would just go sit in a corner. Now, for those of you who haven't said it, I know you've thought it. What? And what does that tell you? It tells you that you've had a form of godliness but deny His ability. The only issue is Now, what happens is no longer your business. So you just live. You just be. And it's the most exciting, dynamic, totally awesome life in the world. It's a life without anxiety. It's a life in total peace. It's a life with joy as the predicate. It's the life of certainty, of knowing why you were born, knowing why you were here, knowing what the purpose of the world is. It's a life of total and complete being instead of trying to be.
And anything can happen. It's not, things that happen aren't linear. It isn't because this and this happened, then this is going to happen. Anything can happen at any moment.
That's right.
That goes right to a fundamental core issue of humanity. You want to be in control. To let that go is...
Well, the control isn't the issue of humanity. The control is the issue of the deity that has been masquerading as you from the moment of your birth. You spent your entire life defining and creating yourself. You take a little bit of... See, you're a little kid. And you look around and say, well, that's stylish. I'll be that. And then you, well, that guy is neat. I'll take a little of that. Well, that girl, I want that. And I'll take a little bit of this. And I'll take a little bit more clay. And I'll take a little bit more of this. And pretty soon you've created something that if you could see spiritually is like the world's worst monster that has ever been created. But it's you. Because you're not real. You're a created being that you have created. Except the you is this deity within you that has been masquerading as you since the day you were born. You've always been a vessel for deity. That's your only. That's a human race's only purpose. But which deity? The God of this world and His children? Jesus called, though, He said to those that believed on Him, He said, you are of your father the devil. And the desires of your father are all you're capable of doing. So why then, if he said that to those Jews that believed on him, do you think you're different? Why does he demand your death? Why does he say, whatever, whatsoever thing is a gain to you is a loss to Christ? Why does Paul say, I've suffered the loss of all things? It's easy. I mean, it takes no talent to lose everything. But the mystery of the Spirit of God in being involved is he suffered the loss of all things, and every single thing that he lost, he counted as dung. I don't need to translate what dung means, do I? You got that? Are you going to criticize me for saying dung? All right.
I thought while you were talking about how you try and create yourself, first I thought about the past. I like the way you preach and teach. I thought, well, I'm kind of be like old, you know. So, oh, well, that's one tack on that. But then it's what's worse is you get an image of what Jesus is like, so you try and recreate yourself in His image out of your own.
Yeah, He was on TV that night.
Yeah.
Jesus was?
Yeah.
I missed it.
Okay, just for
but
those.
It's just as ugly. I mean,
it's just whatever you've created is ugly.
Yeah.
That's why, oh, I'm an imitator of Jesus. Yeah, a really bad one. Well, The Imitation of Christ is such a wonderful book. No, it's not. It's a terrible book. It's talking about a lie. It's a kindergarten, spiritually, maybe necessary for a moment, but the moment, what happens? You try to follow Him, and then what happens? You fall on your face.
That 12th step that gets you.
Or the first step for most of us. To him that worketh is the reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. And the moment you have an image of the way you think you should be, or the way you think Christ should be, or the way you think Christ wants you to be, or the way your parents want you to be, I you may not realize this, but I don't meet anybody's image, including myself. I think I am stupid. I think I am a clown. I think I am a fool for doing what I do, if I believe this thing. He shall grow up before us as a tender plant, as a root out of dry, arid ground. He has no form nor comeliness. He has no beauty, that when men see him, they should desire him. Oh, got this He-Man picture of Jesus, you know. Jesus was a champion. No. We have no idea. There's no personality. There's no picture of Jesus anywhere. The only personality portrait of Jesus Christ is Isaiah 53. A man despised of all men, including you and I. This is not what I wanted to talk about this morning. What the hell happened? It's that nightshirt cousin's fault. Everything is Terry's fault from now on.
I think you had your own idea about what you ought to talk about today. Is that what you're...
Huh?
Are you saying you had your own idea about what you want to talk about?
Of course. I always do. It never works.
I'd like to say I'm in favor of the Terry being responsible for
it. It's one of those airy guys.
I'm in favor of that.
Harry, Gary, Terry. The airy guys are always the problem child.
Need Gary over to Terry, so it's moving.
No, and there's two Harrys now. If we get another Harry in the room, the world's going to explode. No more airy guys. We got Harry, Gary, Harry, Terry. Now, that's way too many airy people. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Not faith as a commodity, but the faith that understands that He is the Christ, the faith that gives you the ability to always confess the Lord Jesus, because you see what He sees, therefore you will say what He sees. You won't be this little being down here and looking from the bottom up and just a victim of all the circumstances of life, and poor you. Mommy mistreated me and Daddy beat me and my children aren't what I want them to be and everything is wrong and I'm just little and I'm coming to Jesus to get help. God help you. Bunch of whining little brats. What are you laughing at, Ronnie? So you're crying?
No.
Whosoever, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The faith that is the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that's what we're talking about. The gift, not believing faith, but the faith that knows that it knows that it knows. The faith that can confess and live. This is the Christ, the Son of the living God. The faith that knows there is one faith, one baptism, one Lord, one body. And everything else is just like kindergarten stuff.
That's what it means when Christ said, flesh and blood have not revealed this to you. He was saying, you didn't figure this out. You didn't come to this step by step. It isn't your faith that grew. This is a gift from the Father.
Amen. Cool. And it's total grace. Can't be found by studying. It can only be found by recognizing your debt. Can't be found by hiding the Word of God in your heart by memorizing Scripture. Can't be found by church attendance. It can't be found any way other than, Father, I accept my debt. This is the faith that overcometh the world. I accept my death. What happens to me is unimportant. I take no thought for my life, no thought for what I'm going to wear, no thought for what I'm going to eat, no thought for tomorrow. I live as free as a bird flying or a squirrel bearing a nut. Where'd that come from? All right, I know you've got some response to all this. So.
That was just the introduction.
Yeah, it was. Wait until we get to the stuff tomorrow. What?
Tomorrow. Are these gifts, at least these first three, these are what is talked about as the keys to the kingdom? This is God giving you the keys.
Right. And as soon as Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, he said, Flesh and blood hasn't revealed this to you, but my Father, and I give unto you upon this foundation, the foundation of that confession, not the foundation of that idiot Peter. Oh, it's St. Peter. No more than it's St. Harry. God, that's ridiculous.
That has a ring to it.
St. Harry? St. Gary? St. Harry? St. Terry?
Sherry?
You got to change my name.
No, yeah, that's totally out of there. But it's no more a saint. The confession is what he built his church on. The confession that thou art the Christ, the one who finished, the desire of the nations, the one who completes, the one who is. And then he said, and I give unto thee, whoever makes that confession, the keys to the kingdom. I mean, nobody else has the keys. Everybody else is trying to put all these other keys in the wrong hole.
You can't trust Peter with the keys.
Anybody have any? Everybody have a little better understanding what faith is? John? Why are you looking at Harry that way?
Excuse me?
See, John is taking over the Betty ministry. I mean, every time he goes.
Someday he's going to unleash him.
I've been waiting.
Yeah.
Everybody else has. I want him to.
Throw your keys at him. Come on now.
Any thoughts, Cameron?
Well, what really. Other people. The part when you say, if you had been born in Arabia, you'd be a good Muslim. If you had been born in China, you'd be a good communist and so forth. Well, I've had that conversation with, I guess, born again Christians and so forth. And so what if you had been born in Saudi Arabia, you were a good Muslim? You said, that isn't what this is about. So what is that? What did you mean by saying that?
Allah is not the way. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's not negotiable.
No, but what I'm saying, suppose you had been born in Saudi Arabia and were a good Muslim.
Then I'd be a good idiot, just like the rest of the people.
So does that mean you'd be lost?
Being lost or found is not our business.
I mean,
because even Christ is down preaching to the dead, so that they may be judged according to the flesh, but live according by the Spirit.
So
it's not up to us to say. It's only have to be true to what we see. We can't say who is what.
So what I'm saying, okay, that's okay. I agree with that. What I'm saying is you have to know.
I know exactly what you're saying.
You have to know this to be able to comprehend it.
Go to first. No, I'm saying each body has to be faithful to what they see.
Oh.
And you just have to, you happen to be around this crazy one. I want you to go to 1 Peter a minute. Chapter 4, verse 5. First of all, remember that Romans 10 says, we're not going to go to Romans, just go to 1 Peter. Romans 10 says, say not even in your heart who shall ascend into heaven, for that is to bring Christ down. And say not even in your heart who shall descend into the abyss, for that is to bring Christ up, as though you could be saved by your own works. But rather say this, the word is near. Where is the word? The word is in your heart. On the day of Pentecost, the seed of Christ was shed on all flesh. Doesn't matter what the outward thing is.
That's not what you...
Listen. Quit worrying about what other people are doing. Just concern yourself with yourself for right now. But listen. This is why it's not our business. In 1 Peter 4, verse 5, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. And again, it's Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever, today and forever. So for this cause is Jesus Christ preaching to them that are dead, that they might be judged by us, by the living according to the flesh, but live according to God by the Spirit. We have no idea, and it is massive idiocy for anyone to say that somebody else is going to hell. In fact, it reveals your own spiritual ignorance, for you to ever say that, or to even think it, or even to be concerned with somebody else's salvation. We believe, therefore we speak. With somebody's response to it, that's not my business, that's God's, because no one can add anyone to his church except him. I call myself an idiot.
Yeah,
I'm an idiot. Well, I'm going to go get an education. Well, then you'll be an educated idiot. I'm going to go get rich. Then you'll be a rich idiot. Because you don't recognize that he is the Christ. You don't live that he is the Christ. Keep working it. I got to work it. I got to work it. I got to reinvent me. I got to reinvent me every day. I got to keep pumping that energy. I'll never forget that. This came from another airy guy. Got to keep pumping that energy. I got to get breathing life into that Antichrist. Got a special pump to breathe life into him. You raise your hand. You have to go to the bathroom?
No, I don't have to go to the bathroom.
Oh. I'm not used to people raising their hand.
If you talked about having no thought of your own, just living life. I realize that's a mistake.
It's an oxymoron.
How did I end up here in this city?
God knows. I don't know.
God knows.
I have no idea. It's not my business. I'm certainly not going to try to talk you into anything.
No, I know that.
In fact, I'll probably try to get you to leave.
If you're smart, you'll get out.
Because the problem is, once you've heard this, if it's penetrated at all, you can't hear anything else. You can go someplace and have some preacher tell you how to have a happy life, or how to have good kids, or how to raise nice, have a good family, how to have nice little urchins running around. It'll make you crazy, because this is always here once you've heard it. And besides that, you really know that that's just a con job anyway. Every how-to book is a con. If they weren't a con, there'd only be one how-to book.
Do you believe he leads us directions?
I believe he is us. Oh, he's directing my path. He is my path. How can he direct my path if I am dead? It's Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory. O Jesus Christ, thou Son of God, my own eternal life, live thou thy life in me, do thou thy will in me, be thou made flesh in me. I have no life but thee, I have no will but thine. O Jesus Christ, thou Son of God. That's what it means to present yourself as a living sacrifice. That's what it means to believe. Oh, but I don't want that, because I want to keep my right to get mad when I want to get mad. To get whatever I need to keep my right to myself. Self-realization is the basis, is the driving force of sin.
What the law comes against, everything about self. Oh.
Anybody else?
One of the earliest things I remember you saying to me was about Jesus Christ as opposed to the Spirit of Christ. Jesus Christ, Logos, God in time and space, God here, now. And like the kind of question that Cameron asked or the thing that Ken was saying the other day about I wouldn't do anything. All those things that we all say, ask the same things. It's all an attempt to either go to another place or another time. In this time, in this place, is where the Logos is. But this thing will do anything to move a little bit.
And it will. One thing it'll do, it'll stay so perfectly still so that it won't be caught. Until you're called by God.
Yeah, well, I was thinking a man alone on an island can apprehend this.
Yeah, all you have to do, whenever you come to the end of your philosophies and your ideas and your religion and your thought processes, whenever you come to the end of everything, you don't need some harebrained evangelical to run around and say, accept Jesus as your personal Savior.
You spell that.
Can we take a vote? Does anybody vote to shoot Wade? No, because the Spirit of God is everywhere. And the Holy Spirit is going to take that person and reveal that mystery within him. I mean, I essentially was alone for 5 years. No, I heard this guy speak, but he didn't come up to me and say accept and walk down the aisle and stuff. He just said stuff that I had never heard before. And I was ready to, at that point, I was ready to hear. I don't care where you are, whether you're on an island, whether you're in China, whether you're in Arabia, wherever you are, when you come to the end of yourself, when you see that the whole world lieth in deception, and he's there. Of course not. Words, just think about it. I don't want to get on this, since I'm on it. These songs that we call words, somebody made up something and said, okay, when we say UGG, this particular UGG means bread, or this particular means mama, or we made up all these things. And then we took down and we had a bunch of little scratches, and we say, when I have this kind of scratch, it means UGG. And when I have this kind of scratch, it means word. And we all had to agree to that conspiratorial alliance. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. The conspiracy wouldn't work. I mean, part of my problem is before I was a believer, I had to travel to just almost every country in the world at one time or another. And my God, you know, I'd studied languages, but, I mean, there was no way. The Honda world, there's 60 jillion languages, and they're all. And so that this is something that each society had to make up. And a lot of those languages aren't written down, and so the missionaries have to stay there, and they spent, one guy from Wycliffe Bible Translator spent 15 years teaching that the sounds would mean this kind of writing after he learned what their sounds meant, and their language was that just the clicking. I mean, think about it. The Logos is God, is Christ Himself in. The Word has been made flesh. And if you believe what happened on Pentecost, then that Word has now invaded all flesh. Doesn't matter what the outside is doing. And He's building His church from Himself. That's why I said a million times that Shannon is probably the most important person in our body. I'm probably the least important in the eyes of God. It makes life make sense. It makes your simplicity make sense. It makes your abandonment make sense. It makes, you know, your inability make sense. It makes your weaknesses make sense. It makes your failures make sense. Take a big guy. I'm tired of talking.